Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 199. So today I am talking to Rafi Makapagal of Ascent BPO. Rafi has had a stellar career in outsourcing. We actually spoke to him previously in episode number 192. If you want to go back and listen to that, you will hear about his incredible career, which was actually a second career after a career in finance, where he joined Teletech, which at that stage was only 60 employees, and he grew with that up into and through senior management to be a country CEO, and that company grew to 24,000 staff within the few years that he was with the company. So an incredible growth trajectory and really interesting journey for Rafi into outsourcing. Now, Rafi has Ascent BPO, which is a boutique BPO here in Manila, and we talk about some of the services he offers. This is a slightly longer episode, which I do apologize for if you're into our short episodes, but you know, he shares a lot of experience, and I'm sure you will enjoy, and gives you a lot of insight into the bigger, more corporate aspect of outsourcing and how he has brought that into the SME boutique space. So do enjoy. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/199 and enjoy. Welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm happy to be joined by Rafi Makapagal again. Sorry, I think I've done that pronunciation wrong, Rafi. But
that's okay.
You are the founder, CEO, and president of Ascent BPO, and also Ascentology Group, which covers the recruitment and BPO functions. And you founded this in 2014 after a stellar, you know, an absolutely stellar career spanning about 12 years in the outsourcing sector. So huge amounts to learn from you. And, you know, these BPOs, many of them are founded by people that are very strongly involved in outsourcing. And you are case in point in that, you know, there's all of this inherent expertise and value that come along with these outsourcing operations. So, yeah, really excited to hear about that from you. So I suppose initially, I've probably kind of fudged some of that introduction, but maybe you can introduce yourself, Rafi.
Yep. Hi, Derek. Hi, everybody. My name is Rafi Makapagal, currently the CEO and president, founder of Ascent Group, Ascentology, our BPO arm, and Ascent Pro, our recruitment outsourcing company. We are 100% Filipino-owned corporation, and we are also 100% Filipino operating here in the Philippines. The essence of us being able to establish this after, you know, more than a decade of really fun ride in growing other, you know, growing foreign companies that have invested in the Philippines. We believe that we need to take it to the next level and show that Filipino leadership is actually world class. And when we established this, we didn't want to go against the big players. It's not our intention. We believe that there is an opportunity for every business person or business groups to be able to take advantage of the outsourcing industry and the workforce that we have in the Philippines. So we established like a boutique or a shop that caters only for specific needs. I mean, whatever it is that you specifically need, we can cater you, not necessarily end to end. We believe that it can be a start of cost savings for most small, medium enterprises. And at the same time, they can get hold of the best practices and advance probably technology and insights and processes also that can grow their companies. We can serve as, you know, they can do it for their, you know, the growth potential of their companies. Having been with, you know, the big players and having to deal with the blue chips all over the world, spanning like thousands of people that needed to be outsourced, we as a team decided that we will cater to the smaller ones. So to be honest with you, right now the model of our company is that we continue to just farm and serve small medium enterprises across the globe. It doesn't matter whether you need one, two, or three initially. We are definitely going to be the best choice for you to outsource whatever your need is. Initially, you will find that it is something that you need to invest on, particularly because there's technology involved. But once you get hold of how we as a company have shared all of our learnings and all of the things that we have taken from the companies that we've grown, you can definitely say that it is going to be worth every buck, because we streamline processes. We can do, we can definitely improve your business to the point that you understand what your customers feel and how you retain these customers and grow them. Essentially as you continue to progress, as you continue to do your business.
Absolutely.
And how to actually establish processes that maintains the quality, which is what is essential these days in the market. You should have really a distinct advantage, and you should continue to measure the satisfaction of your customers.
Absolutely.
That is where
I agree with you in terms of the world-class leadership. I'm actually, the Outsource Accelerator is trying to position and brand the Philippines as the Swiss banking of outsourcing, because I really feel it does have an excellent level of English. It has huge cultural alignment with the West, I think it's really a valuable proposition for people, isn't it?
That's right. And not only that, we're culturally aligned. Our culture is pretty much Westernized. I mean, the television shows that are present, the educational system, the language that is being used in the schools.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's incredible. People wouldn't realize quite how Americanized it is. It's all NBA basketball. It's all pizzas.
Absolutely.
Coca-Cola. And it's a lot of the television is English spoken, isn't it?
In fact, you'll be surprised that even because we have 1,000 dialects across the archipelago, but you'll be surprised that our common language as Filipinos is English.
Mm. Because of all those dialects.
Because if you go to the Visayas, not people speak Visayas. I mean, people from the Luzon speak Tagalog, Visayas speaks Visayas, but they cannot understand each other if they don't speak English. So, I mean, English becomes our common ground. That's why if you'll hear Filipinos speak English, it's as if it's their mother tongue.
Absolutely.
With a bit of an accent, of course, because of our, of our influence. But essentially, something that can easily be, addressed, given a good program, and it's no different from listening to people from the West and the East in the United States.
Yeah,
I mean, they do have their own accents and intonations.
So, how has outsourcing changed in the time that you've been involved with it? Back in 14 years ago, it was the kind of earlier growth spurt of outsourcing, I suppose. It was all the big boys that were really outsourcing. You were involved in Teletech. They expanded very quickly up to 24,000 employees in the Philippines. A lot of the clients they would have had talking in the numbers of thousands of seats, 2, 3, 4, 10,000. And
yes.
How is that now changing? Because there is commentary around the industry that it's a sunset industry. Yet I'm seeing a lot of BPOs, boutique BPOs, a lot of SME type BPOs targeting more the SMEs in the world. And I really see that as a growth opportunity now. Do you think that the era is over for these big BPOs? In sort of talking about 10,000 seats, and is it more about BPOs servicing the SME sectors?
I wouldn't say that it has reached its peak. I would say that there are still, industries where outsourcing hasn't really sprung as it was in the telecommunications world, in the, the ISP world, or in the retail sector. I think there are still huge opportunities in the healthcare segment. I mean, as it is, we see that it's going to grow still probably 10 times more on where it is now, considering the Philippines having so much healthcare professionals that are essentially a good resource for a lot of the healthcare companies out there. And this is something that is not the same as what it was in the past. As you mentioned, that for me, it has become commoditized. I mean, you see people or like representatives as numbers rather than people. Now we are getting into an era where we believe that it is becoming more specialized. I mean, the professional services are coming into play, like, you know, nurses, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have accountants. These are like people that you don't hire in bulk. Mm. You know, that you don't need, or if you're a company, you don't need like 1,000 accountants, right? You don't probably need 100 doctors.
Yeah.
So these are like specialized professional services that can be outsourced and through technology can be utilized very well at a lesser cost, a huge savings. But what companies do now is like they have to have a number of clients so that they can pool this type of support in one area, in one office, and supports different types of clients. So the model has turned around. And also when it comes to, you know, performance, before it is all about service level, being able to answer the calls, being able to actually pick up the phone and like someone talk to the customer. But it has turned into how have we resolved issues? So it's all about cases resolved, resolution rate. It has become customer experience. It has become pay for support, meaning you don't pay me if you're not going to get what you need.
Right.
So this is already a very, very strict competition where only the best can really thrive, because it's like, you know, putting your money where your mouth is, that, you know, if you don't get what you are looking for, you're not going to pay me.
Right.
And that is a big risk for like those companies before that just went on for the quantity side, right? Wow. They have grown to 10,000. But, you know, ask how many clients are satisfied from a scale of 1 to 10. 8 clients are satisfied. So probably you will see only a handful of clients are satisfied with these types of companies. There will always be relationship issues. And because, you know, there are a lot of changes that has already occurred in the outsourcing world, having been more, you know, getting smarter in terms of analyzing data, having technology to really understand, like, you know, key performance indicators, unlike before where we just put it because we want it. Now there's really science in everything. The science of outsourcing has become really solid to a point where if you commit mistakes, then there's another one waiting out there.
Yeah, and you're dealing with large numbers, aren't you? So statistically, it's very easy to see performance and enhancements in performance. And
so it has become unstable for those that are this big. And the only way for them probably to get some stability in some of their you know, revenue generating programs is like, look at the SMBs where specialized services are being provided. It is relationship driven. And that is why we really decided to go and farm on this and focus on this, because again, as I said, we wanted to see our employees as people. We wanted to know them. We wanted to know the date of their birth. We wanted to be able to know how many kids they have. You know, growing a company of like 24,000 is unbelievably impossible. It's impossible for you to know everybody. It's impossible for you to care for people that So our concept is like, we wanted to have just very limited people that has very great, you know, specialization that can provide superior services to multiple companies across the globe that are highly, highly technical or highly professional and not necessarily just doing a regular, you know, operator job. It used to be like that, a regular operator job. Now, this is all about like a doctor being called for like a specific case, his opinion, his what does it think of the procedure that was done? So there is this type of consultancy and professionalism that is being provided.
So what sort of specialisms do you focus on, and what kind of SMEs are you dealing with? And what is an anecdote maybe of a recent client that's come to you, and how you've been able to help?
I'll give you some. The biggest physician-owned healthcare company in the U.S. initially came to us, or came to the big boys like the Accentures and the Indujas, the UHGs, but they weren't able to get what they needed because, of course, you are very small and they are not gonna, you're not gonna attract them. You wanted to only outsource 20 people essentially, so they don't have rooms for that. The big boys don't have rooms for that, right? So second, they heard that it is us who does the recruitment for these people. So they went straight to us because we had the recruitment outsourcing. So initially they just wanted to have us recruit for their staff. They needed US registered nurses and then Philippine registered nurses or nursing graduates. So there are like three tiers that they needed. And this is one expertise that we have in terms of our recruitment, in terms of our operations, having my experience in UHG also played a good part of it. We were able to actually help them not only through sourcing, but we were able to help them establish an operations here in the Philippines through our company. They didn't have to establish their own company here. When we explained to them that this can be done through outsourcing to this particular arm of ours, and essentially, they didn't realize that that is possible. And the budget that they had was really, really huge because of their understanding that they need to make a lot of investments. And like when we presented to them that we have already this established, all you needed to do is like probably have someone in the States that's going to be like an SMB for us and to be a point of contact, and we will establish everything here in the country without you having to spend that much, because we already have the office space, we already have the name, we have already the business permits and all these things. So having said that, they weren't familiar with that. We immediately started the operations in probably a couple of months, and we were able to recruit what they needed in less than 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
That both companies actually served the purpose. So our recruitment outsourcing and our BPO operations provided that service to this company. So that's one. And then there are like a few back office work that we also do, but yeah, requires analytical skills, like screening of CVs for specific positions from an international recruitment company. They needed help also in terms of like how will they go through all the resumes and all the CVs that are present in their mailbox in order for them to just limit the ones qualified for the particular position. So we also do that kind of back office and professional work for them.
Fantastic.
We do also accounting for some small enterprises across the globe, even in the Philippines. So accounting and bookkeeping, we do that remotely. So those are just some that I think has proven to be something that our initial clients didn't think is possible.
Yeah, but, and that's one of the key advantages of outsourcing, isn't it? In that you can be up and running in, you know, one day or 1 week, because all of the structure already exists.
Correct.
All of the employment structure already exists.
Correct.
So it really is as turnkey as you can possibly get, considering that it's also a human resource.
The only risk, I guess, Derek, is knowing the kind of experience we have, we share and we develop a lot of advanced practices and ways, processes, quality measures, forms that are technically supposed to be exclusive for our company, and we share them to our clients, even though this is very small operations. The danger there is like this proprietary, tools or processes can be used by these clients later on without having to actually compensate for all the things or for us developing that. And that's a big risk that we're taking on our side, because initially we wanted it like, okay, we will deploy some of our technology or some of our probably processes that have been proven to be successful, provided that it should be by X contract. I mean, 5 years, at least 5 years, or right, at least like 100 FTE. That is the thing that we still need to reduce from a risk standpoint, because if there's like 2 or 3 FTEs only, we wanted to help them. But the best practices, if in case, I mean, it's too risky for us to bring on the best of our trade secrets on the table if it's not going to be it's not going to be that long.
I mean, people don't really want to be tied down so much now, do they? And also, it's difficult when you're dealing with information technologies. Correct. It's very difficult to keep those information contained. Absolutely. Yeah. And so can you give us insight into your pricing structures for people that aren't really that familiar with outsourcing? Do you offer a sort of all-in-one price package, or is it on a deliverable basis, or is it into a kind of seat lease and then salary on top? How do you work out different payment structures?
We are very flexible. We've seen in our experience that we didn't want to actually assume that what works in the past or what worked in the past with the big companies or with the big clients will work with SMEs. So we are in our years of like in the last 4 years that we were dealing with small and medium enterprises, we have given them options like cost plus, you know, model. Like they pay all the cost and they give us like a certain percentage of the total cost as a management fee or as a partnership fee. That is one model that I think works for a lot of the SMEs. But we also do all-in-one package. Like we give them an hourly rate that includes everything from the office, the site, telephony, and technology, and recruitment, training, all of those end-to-end until they hit production. So we have that as well. And that is fairly priced. Our pricing team, actually led by Miguel, my partner, this is also, you know, a team that came from Teletech. So he was also, Miguel, my partner here, was the finance person in the Philippines and the pricing, head of our pricing during that time. So he also worked, we worked hand in hand before in, you know, pricing our clients when we were still in the big company. So we are very much aligned in terms of what we believe should be priced to SMEs.
Right.
Is it something that's going to be affordable? Is it beneficial for them? It's not, it's always a win-win situation when we price. We wanted them to have cost savings, but at the same time, we want our company to also have profit. And we cannot focus on one. We don't want to increase our profit at the expense of our clients. So we wanted them to get, so what they will get from us is big company experience and track record in a small company rate. That is the distinct advantage of, you know, coming to us and outsourcing your work to a small company, Filipino-owned, essentially has proven track record to become really one of the best in the industry for the last decade or so.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Rafi. It gives incredible insight.
Thank you.
And if people want to reach out to you or learn more about Ascent, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can always visit our website, ascent.net.ph. There they can navigate through. They can send us emails, inquiries. They can also know more about us. They can also send us directly an email if there is something that they wanted us to look at, or if they wanted to have a discovery meeting, or if they're interested in one of our services, info@ascentology.net.
Fantastic.
So Ascentology. Yeah. Okay. So
Hopefully we'll have all of that in
we've
the
been,
show
We've
notes.
Shared some insights, Derek, to you, and hopefully I have introduced my team and my company well on what we can do and what we can offer. And we appreciate your time and you inviting us over. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Been a pleasure. Thank you, Rafi.
You're welcome. Thanks, Derek.
Okay, that was Rafi Makapagal of Ascent. BPO. If you want to get in touch with Rafi or know any more about Ascent or anything else that we discussed in this podcast, then just go to the show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/199. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then please do just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.